close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, here we are once again to talk about reality check, and Tayshia is taking an amazing amount of attention from all the hot guys that are on The Bachelorette. Again, I believe she is by far one of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen to grace that show.
Yep, I absolutely agree. She's gorgeous, and I think she's a great bachelorette.
She's just super sweet, and I love how, especially when she walked into the house like last week, all the guys are like, whoa, wow, oh my God, look at that. Wow.
Yeah, And it's true.
Yeah, well, she's just adorable. I always thought when she was on, The Bachelor, that she was by far the prettiest on that show. So it makes sense that they bring this beautiful young lady back into the house. Now, I feel bad once again for these dudes. So now they're all enjoying time with her, the intention. And then a limo comes up again in front of the house. And of course, these guys are like, really? Now what's happening, Chris?
Well, and that's not fair either. Like, these guys signed up. They thought that they were going to be meeting one person, and now a limo comes up with more guys.
What if it was another woman? That'd have been hilarious. Oh. Like, they should have flipped that sucker around. Let's bring in two bachelorettes for these guys, because they're all gonna have an ulcer.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And some of them are old. I mean, some of them are like 27. Girl, they're going to have a heart attack.
I've been looking at their ages because Claire was the oldest bachelorette, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm forgetting a lot of these guys are a lot older than what we're normally used to seeing when we watch the show.
Well, you know, first you have Noah, who's like in his young 20s. Yes. And then you have some of them who are like 36.
Yes. So,
and she's a nice blend. You know, I think she's 29 or 30. But yeah, it's fun to see, you know, how the boys are against the men in this house.
Yeah.
So, of course, now the group date I really enjoyed. That included Montel, Ivan, Damar, Ben, Chasen, Ed, Joe, and Bennett. And this group date was to base it off their intelligence. The one guy that you would think would have had all the brains in the world coming from Harvard, he did not have much going on upstairs other than his plush white robe, is Bennett.
He could not spell limousine.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
He couldn't do the math problems.
He couldn't do anything, yeah.
Clearly, this guy cheated.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not the first one to cheat in college to get through. I mean, come on.
Right.
But exactly. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Two of the math, one of the spelling. He just did not get it right.
Right.
But you know who I do think is cute?
Who?
Is Joe.
Joe, okay.
Joe's the anesthesiologist. He's the one that, again, we'll talk more about the fight, where he's like, listen, I was a volleyball player. Yeah. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yeah. He's just so cute. He's always smiling. And, you know.
You know, he seems the more genuine of all of them.
Yeah, he's grown. He is a grown-ass man, and that's who she's trying to find.
That's right.
He said, I'm ready to show her how grown my ass is as a man. He's funny. Like, he's cute.
He's adorable.
I liked when he put his hair in a ponytail when he was in the ring.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was adorable. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about the fact that, it took me forever because my brother's name is Jason. So every time I would hear her say the one dude's name, I'm like, what is she saying? What is his name? Okay. It's Chasen with a C-H. Chasen. What do you think about him?
I think he's slimy. I do. I don't trust him. I think he's one of the opportunist guys. I really do. I shouldn't say this, but it's like something about his face that, like, it just seems like he's in it just as everybody thinks he's in it, you know, telling her things, like the same things, I guess, she was saying to Claire, and he was saying to Claire and things like that.
Well, he calls himself the Wolverine.
And
that's
looks
his
like,
nickname.
And he looked, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think he's actually pretty damn hot. He's got he got a nice body, that's for sure. We cannot take that away from him. But yeah, there's something about him. Although his lips remind me of Iceman. Yes. So he's kind of got the Iceman look. So I will give him, if that dude came up to me and said, hey, you want to dance? I would say, yes, let's dance. Now, the guy I would not dance with is Eddie. I don't know why baby doll Eddie is even on this show. I mean, even though I think he's somewhat attractive because he kind of looks like the original Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. He's got that going on for him.
Yeah.
And he's got muscles but with no neck, that's when you know you don't work out properly. When you have no neck and you're just shoulders to like chin,
right,
you're not working out properly. And I know that because Hans tells me.
Okay.
See, these guys, I keep doing that same thing, Krista, that's not proper. They're not doing that right.
Right.
But those two clearly are battling it out. They have a very immature way about them too. First off, of course, Eddie has to be the one with the baby doll that goes and talks to Tayshia about Chasen.
We had a good chat, and you know, we've got to talk about some real stuff. Some while we're here, I did mention you chasing a little bit.
What did you say?
I just mentioned that I think you're a different guy when the cameras aren't around, and that I don't think you're here for the right reasons. And
interesting. Yeah. We're still gonna bring this up, and you brought that to her.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean,
okay.
Is that interesting?
No, it's just very childish. You know, no, with your demeanor and your baby jokes.
You know,
what makes you think I'm not here for the right reasons? I want to hear your facts now.
We'll time out for 1 second.
Tayshia's coming.
Oh,
Tayshia's coming. Hold on. Now we got to stop.
Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, it continues. So now they're going to go back and forth with her.
Ed, bottom line, this needs to stop, dude. You're interfering with my relationship in a spark where I'm trying to get a relationship with a girl. I'm not taking it anymore, dude. Like, you are interfering in something that I'm trying to grow right now, and I really don't appreciate it at all.
Well, take your medium shirt and sit down.
My medium shirt, it's actually large. I am starting to grow feelings for this girl. And you are getting in the way of that, and I do not appreciate that. Stop jibber jabbing your mouth.
It's not jibber jabbering.
Stop jibber jabbering.
Oh, geez.
Well, listen, she ain't gonna have it no more.
You said that you could essentially be using this for a career leverage.
She's talking to Chasen.
No, I'm not the girl to waste.
I'm so glad
that
you're approaching me like this, and I am staring you dead in the eyes when I look at you. That is absolutely ridiculous to call me that. I feel insulted, so I'm defending myself. Like, I definitely want, like, to find someone and get to know them. And right when you came out, it was a pivot. But I'm getting to know you more and more, like, and I'm just, like, really vibing with you. And I hope that you feel the same way.
Well, I don't know. I was really surprised that, you know, she even gave him a rose, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they both got a rose. So here you have these two grown men that clearly don't like each other, and she gives them both a rose. Yep. So we find out that they're going to continue now to fight.
Yes.
The best part of last night, though, was when we watched them get in the ring.
It was.
Hilarious.
That was really good. And the fact that Ed couldn't fight.
Oh, Ed.
Yeah, so it was really weird, right? Mm-hmm. He goes into the ring, he's trying to fight for her, and then all of a sudden, he comes out and says, Chris, I need to talk to you. I hurt my shoulder. I don't think I can do it.
I'm just wanting you to know I have two dislocated shoulders, even though you can clearly see me working out each and every day with my big, you know, biceps and triceps, and he's full of CRAP.
I know, Chris. Did you hear what Chris said? Chris was like, man, he's like, you're built like a brick house.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Man, it hurts. Please don't touch me.
So honestly, that just wasn't a good look for Ed. I mean, you're doing all this stuff trying to fight for Tayshia, and now you're...
That was so funny.
Because Tayshia's like, where are you going?
Oh, my God. So, of course, the superhero of the night, though, that really ticks all the dudes off is Noah. Because now who's going to fight Chasen in the ring? Well, it's going to be Noah, the young stud with the porn stash. He jumps the fence. He gets in. And I like how she got to put oil on all their bodies.
Yes.
My gosh, do they all have hot bodies? All of them.
They all do.
Who do you think has the hottest body?
Gosh, who do I think? Well, I don't know. They're all blending together for me. Probably. Well, Ed had a really good body, even though I don't think he's a good fit on the show. He has a great body.
Oh, I think that's the dude I think has a terrible body.
Really?
Yes, honey. Again, did you not just listen to me? His shoulders go to his chin. He's got no.
That's
I think
true.
He's got a whack body.
But his chest looked good, though. No? Okay.
He's got some good pecs, but I don't think he looks right.
But I don't like how the neck blends in. You're right. I don't like how the neck blends into the chest, but his chest looked great.
Now, I'll give it up to Ben.
Okay.
Okay, I think Ben's got a great looking body. They're also huge, though. These guys are super well built. Even Joe had a good body, even though he says he's a lover, not a fighter. He still has a ripped body. They're all ripped, though.
Yeah.
But you can't be on the show if you're not ripped.
And Chasen, I mean, Chasen's got a great body.
Yeah, he's just tall, man. That guy is huge. I would be curious to see how big he is, because he's just overpowering. And, you know, and then there's Tayshia's body. Like, okay, girl.
Seriously.
Clearly, you have had no kids.
Clearly.
Because wait till you have kids. Your body don't look like that no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. Yeah,
she's gorgeous. So anyway, what did you think towards the end of the night?
Okay, so after the fight, they were all upset, obviously, that Noah got invited to the party. And then she asked to shave off the mustache, mm-hmm. which I'm really glad that she did.
Yeah.
He looks so much better.
Yeah, he's a baby. You realize how young he really is. So he's a cutie pie. He's a cutie pie.
Yes. Yeah, he is. And I mean, my biggest thing is I really like Brendan. Like, I like Brendan for her. That's like my favorite. There's not a lot of guys to me that click with her. I like Brendan and I do like Joe. I like when they went out on their date too. So
it's adorable.
Because to me, those two are really genuine. All the other guys, I'm not seeing like the vibe or them clicking or I don't know.
Well, we will definitely see as far as, again, who will be the front runner. I did read some tea and I don't know if you want to hear it or not because it might spill a little.
I want to hear.
But supposedly Bennett goes pretty far with her.
Oh, really?
The Harvard dude.
Really?
So we'll see how long that guy stays on. And we see some more drama for your mama, especially as they done more previews of her crying, because that's what happens when you are on The Bachelorette.
So nasty and so real.